Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everybody, and thank you to those on Facebook Live for enjoying MNI Dance Party as we listen to the radio intro. So thank you, everyone, for coming on here for the Balanced Boss radio channel, the place where we learn how to fuel, activate, and replenish our bodies so that we are having more energy, more confidence to do more for the world around us. So today we have a very special guest, Emma Chesmore. Emma and I have known each other since high school, and it is so cool to see the big transformations that we've both made since that time frame. Emma started out her health and wellness journey as a beach body coach, but it really turned into so much more than that as she progressed through. And so today we're going to share her journey and some tips that she's really come up with along the way to make healthy living just a little bit easier for all of us. So without further ado, Emma, please go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit more about your background and your journey to what brought you here today.
Cool. Thank you so much. And it has been so cool and such an honor to be on the show with you. And it's just crazy to see how much we've grown since high school, which is kind of where I wanted to start. My journey started back when I was in high school. I kind of always felt like I had no direction. And so currently I am a single mom of two. My son is 4 and a half. His name is Bentley. And my daughter is 8 months old and her name is Ashton. And when I was in high school, I was not someone who knew exactly what I wanted to do. You know, there were those people who knew exactly what they wanted to do in college. And I just didn't ever feel like I had this sense of direction or a sense of purpose. And it really wasn't until I was going to school for early childhood education after I had gone to Montana for a year and was put on academic probation. I have not always been the best student. I barely graduated high school. And so I really just had these limiting beliefs in my life. I had this victim mindset and mentality, and I was not a positive person at all. And so I want you guys to realize I haven't always been this positive. I haven't always had this outlook on life. I feel like you have to go through struggles and things like that to really understand them for yourself. So, you know, I had this mindset of why me instead of why not me. So fast forward a few years, I was in school for early childhood education. I was a nanny to an amazing family, and I got pregnant. And I got pregnant out of wedlock. And that was a huge thing for me because I grew up in a Christian home. I didn't know what people were going to say. I didn't know if people were going to judge me. And because I had this negative mindset, that's where my mind went. It spiraled down. And I was like, why me? Like, why would I be someone having a kid out of wedlock? And that was not my goal in life. That was not the plan I had for my life, right? We always have this plan for our life that doesn't always go the way that we have planned it. So after I had my son, I was finishing school and I had about a year left and I was super busy then. I was basically working 3 jobs and working as a mom as well. And then my husband at the time went to school for 6 months in Vancouver. So I was a single mom for 6 months when he was super young. And, you know, I could continue to live in this victim mentality or this victim mindset, but I decided to make a choice and I decided to not let that happen. So when I was in school, I was actually taking a nutrition class that was required for my degree. And I realized that it started with us. It started with us as parents. And I really wanted to have an influence on children's lives. I love children. I've nannied and babysat since I was 12, and I've always wanted to have an impact on their life. But I realized I could have more of an impact if I were helping the moms and if I were helping the parents live a healthy lifestyle, because in turn that would just ripple effect and ripple down to helping the kids. So Beachbody came into my life, and I just started working out and eating healthy because I was like, you know what? My son is going to see what I'm doing. He's going to see what I'm fueling my body with. And I didn't grow up in a healthy home, healthy, you know, mind. I don't think that that was really something that was huge back when we were growing up. And so I just decided to make this choice. And my son was also delayed with walking. So he didn't start walking till 21 months. At the 18-month appointment, my doctor was like, you know, you should probably just go take him to someone and see if he can get any therapy. It was nothing with his mind. It was just all core work. He just was kind of lazy. And he never crawled. He just scooted. And so when I did that, I was like, okay, maybe my son will see me working out and want to walk faster, you know, or see me being active and want to do something. And it did, you know. Now he loves working out with me. He would never know that he was delayed with walking. We put him in the special training and physical therapy that he needed. And, again, I don't think I would have had that mindset either. You know, I think sometimes as parents, we like to think our children are perfect and they're not. They, you know, they go through things and they need help with things. And so not straying away from that and helping him where he needed help. So with that, that's really where my journey began. I really wanted to have an impact on my children's life. And I knew that it started with me and the parents. And from there, I have really just opened my story and have been very vulnerable, which is not something I've always been, again. And it's scary. These things that I talk about aren't always easy to talk about, but I know that if I can just inspire or help one person, that my mission is being complete. And I love helping, and I've always been a helper.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that background. And I can definitely attest that your inspiration is something that I follow on Facebook. If you guys don't follow Emma on Facebook, you may want to go check her out. Emma, it's at Emma Chesmore on Facebook. Just that?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/EmmaChesmoreFitness.
Perfect. So check her out. She's got tons of stuff, and you definitely are inspiring me. And just before I back up to some of the stuff to talk about from the earlier in your story, I just want to give everybody the number to call in. So if you have any questions, or if anybody wants to contribute some of their story, the number is 646-668-2081. So Emma, I want to go back to kind of where you started that story of high school and saying that you didn't know what you wanted to do and all these things, and had these insecurities, didn't really have this naturally positive mindset, because I think that's a place where a lot of people can relate, whether they're in high school, whether they're young, or sometimes if they're in a job they don't like, if they're in a relationship that doesn't feel good. I think those feelings can feel similar. So tell me a little bit more about what that was like and how you sort of got out of that.
Okay, so it's taken years, and I think that's something people don't realize. And kind of like with living a healthy lifestyle, right? You like eat clean for a week and then you're like, I didn't lose 50 pounds, so this doesn't work, right? It's kind of the same thing with your mind. And I think a lot of times people get really discouraged because they're like, yeah, okay, well, I see people being positive and I see people reading books, but I read a book for a week and like my life has not completely done a 180 change. Like, why isn't this working for me? And yeah. I don't think, you know, people realize that it's taken years and I'm still learning. So what I would say is be okay with looking in the mirror and saying, what can I make better? Not necessarily what's wrong. I mean, of course you want to analyze what's going on in your life that you don't like what's happening, and say, what can I do to make this better? Is there some sort of YouTube video I can watch on how to do this? Or is there someone inspirational that's maybe gone through something similar that you've gone to that you can reach out to? I think leaning in and finding positive people to surround yourself with is something that's so important as well. And I'm not going to lie, there's people in your life that you're going to have to just kind of cut out, maybe for a bit, maybe forever, maybe they'll come back in your life. But if they're not positively influencing your life, why are they in your life? You know, totally. you don't want to be going through life walking on eggshells for what things you want to do. I was scared to put myself out there. It's not like I was like, yeah, let me just talk about my life all the time, you know? And it took a lot of self-reflection and being okay with not always being right and being okay with not always being perfect or having this perfect lifestyle. And coming from that, going through a divorce was a huge eye-opener for me. You know, it's something I never thought would happen to me in my life. It's something I always said I was against, right? Because, again, society likes to tell us things. And it's like, well, if it's not helping you in a positive way, then why are you continuing to let it affect your life?
Yeah.
And so I would just say really self-reflection and really digging deep and owning and feeling those emotions. And you know what? If you need a therapist or something, do that. I've been in therapy for the last year, and I don't think people talk enough about it. And I think it's been something that's really helped me as well. Call your insurance. If you have, you know, insurance, say, hey, who covers my insurance, and see where you can go from there.
Yes. I think that's such a great point, that it's little steps along the way and you'll feel the improvement come. Like you said, it took years, but there were little things along the way. And each time that you reflect, you are able to see something that could open that, open your eyes to a new direction. And I feel like that happens a lot with our mindset, but it also happens a lot with our health goals and our fitness goals. I think, like you said, you have this image, like, and we see it on Instagram and social media all the time, especially in Beachbody, see before and after photos. And I think all the time we think, I want to be here already. I don't, why I here, I want to be here. And it's little things along the way and the not getting caught up and upset when it doesn't happen tomorrow or the day after that, and just trusting whatever process you're doing, but also not necessarily going to the point where you're working out in a way that doesn't feel good, just like there's people around you in your life that don't feel good. So it's finding that balance in both directions, I think, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
So in your experience, how has taking care of your health helped you achieve some of the other goals that you've had in your life?
So I would say I wouldn't have been able to achieve the goals that I've accomplished without having a positive mindset. And taking it back, you know, like we talk about with living a healthy lifestyle and with your mindset, it's basically like looking at your mindset as a lifestyle as well. So I always talk about people are living sometimes for the diet mentality versus a lifestyle mentality. And for me, the diet mentality is you're really harsh on yourself. You don't give yourself leeway. You don't evaluate yourself. You're hard on yourself. If you fail for a day, you're like, well, shoot, I got to restart. There's no restarting. It's just continuing to go. And so when you're looking at whatever goal it is that you want, so whether it's working on your relationship or a business goal or a financial goal or anything like that, I want you to evaluate your mindset. And that's something that I always do when I'm working towards a goal. Where is my mindset at? And it hasn't always gone there. So, like, I haven't always, like, planned goals and been like, oh, like, let me just have this mindset about it. And I think also you have to understand, too, with the goals, the universe has your back. And sometimes you're going to put stuff out in the universe and it's going to give you completely different results as to what you want. And so I think, too, not only achieving my goals, but when you fail your goals, not stopping and saying, okay, what did I not do here that was what I could have done better? And just continue to strive to be better for yourself, not anyone else. You know, like, this life isn't about your friends. This isn't about, you know, anyone else but what you want or what your family wants, and really evaluating that from that standpoint. I'm very thankful to have amazing parents and an amazing support system and friends, but I know people who don't always have that. And so finding those people, finding an influential group that can always help you and push you to be better is something that has really helped me throughout my journey.
Yeah. And I know that you talk a lot, too, about your church group and some other groups that you have. So what kinds of things do you recommend, like, that help you kind of get outside of your box and not just depend on the people who are in your normal network?
So when I started, I joined a challenge group. I had no idea what this challenge group entailed, but really what it was just posting my workouts and what I was eating. And, you know, if there was like a box of cookies in the people's house I used to nanny for, I would just go in there and comment and be like, okay, so there's these cookies and I really want them, but I'm not going to do it and I'm not going to tempt myself. And so for me, it's been plugging myself into these groups and finding these accountability groups that help me. And now I run accountability and challenge groups every single month. And so, but that's the thing is that I'm not only running them, I'm still participating in them. I still need accountability and support. And I think sometimes, again, social media can be so deceiving because I think sometimes people see maybe someone like me who looks like they have all their stuff together, right? Where I try to be very vulnerable because I don't want people to feel like I have all my stuff together because I do have my moments. But again, having those groups to go back to fail forward in, and it's a private place. It's not like, and it's all women, you know, it's not like I'm in this place and I feel uncomfortable. I mean, maybe the first few times, but everyone's there for the same mission or same purpose of living healthier. So you don't feel as, you know, outcasty or different than if you were to post that like on social media, because I was someone that was like, oh, someone's living a healthy lifestyle now, like good for them, you know, like I was not always like supportive of these people that were putting themselves out there, and I understand now why people do it, because that also keeps me more accountable and helps me continue to push farther. But also I used to have back pain, and when I was a senior in high school, I injured my back, and so that kind of sent me down into a depression as well that I forgot to mention. And after living a healthy lifestyle and realizing that, oh, maybe I should have done my physical therapy exercises like 2 years ago, I realized that it was more than just working out and having abs and eating better, right? It was literally for me to not wake up in chronic back pain every single day. And I think sometimes people let, especially I was nervous to start working out because I was already injured. I didn't want to injure myself more. And that's where you have to say, okay, well, what can I start with to build that up, to build that muscle up, to be able to do more? And it's just like in your life, building up. And again, plugging in, sorry, I hope I'm staying on topic, but
perfect. And I kind of want to just build on that. And when you talk about what little thing can I do and how to start small, for instance, for an injury, I also had a back injury throughout middle school and high school. And still to this day, I had two stress factors in my lower back and only one side healed. So even now, I still, for the most part, I don't have pain. But if I do a workout where I'm jumping too much or something like that, it gets aggravated and I go back, I recognize it, go back to something low impact, something that works for me. So I think that's another thing is that trying different things to find the one that really works for you, whether it's diet, some people, their nutrition, some people have certain things that are better than others. And same with working out and same with mindset growth. How you replenish. Some people like meditation. Some people like me enjoy warm baths with bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I can get
exactly.
it. Yeah. So So all the little things that can be built into the day, I think, make a really big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you could give everyone, so first I'm going to remind everyone that you can definitely call in and ask Emma questions about, again, that number is 646-668-2081. And Emma, how can they reach you too after the show if they have additional questions then?
So you can either email me at emmachesmorefitness@gmail.com, or you can subscribe to my newsletter that I am just launching, and it is tinyurl.com/EmmaChesmore. And there I will be starting to send out more tips and tricks throughout the year and things like that that have helped me. And then you can also follow me on Instagram, which is Emma_Chesmore, and Facebook.com/EmmaChesmoreFitness.
Perfect. So we'll definitely post those in the replay for everyone too. But I would encourage you to go follow her on one of those for now. All right. So You are definitely one of the busiest people I know. You have a full career that you're working on the whole time, single mama of two. And so I think a lot of people, myself included, I think so many people do it here and there, but they say, I don't have time for a workout today, or I'm going to go run to In-N-Out here in California or wherever it is, Chick-fil-A, and get something fast. What three tips would you give somebody who says that I'm too busy, and how could they maybe fit in something small and manageable to get started or to increase? Maybe they're already doing something, but they want to do just a little bit more. What kind of tips would you have?
So when I started, obviously, I was also really busy. It was just a different busy. I was in school. I was a nanny. Basically a single mom. And so I feel like not much has really changed, but it has at the same time. So what I would say, first of all, is I feel like we're so hard on ourselves these days when we don't get everything done on our to-do list. I know as moms especially, we have to-do lists out the door, like, you know, laundry, food, dishes, spending time with your kids, just everything. And if you work, it just piles up and it's more and more and more. So something I do is I work from a list. But something that really helped me last year, especially when I was going through the hardest year of my life, was making it one thing for that day. So if I just get this one thing done, I'll be accomplished. Because I feel like sometimes when you're working from a to-do list and it has 100 things to do, and you get one thing done for that day, you check it off and you're like, whoa, I still have like 99 more things to do, right? And you don't feel accomplished. But if you have this to-do list, and you're like, okay, out of everything on this list, if I just get this one thing done, doesn't matter if it's a 5-minute walk or whatever, or you take a bath or whatever that one thing is, it will help you feel so much more accomplished. And then you can move to three things. So last year, it was like one thing for that day. And then now I moved on to three things. And it helps to have my planner has a little box in the corner and I write out my three things every day. And still, even if I don't get those three things done, at least I get one or two done out of three versus out of 100, and it still feels so much better. So you're not as hard on yourself, I guess, is something that I think especially as moms, we are so hard on ourselves in every single way. And so for me, I know we like sleep, and I do love sleep. And so I try and get to bed by 10 or 11. That way I can wake up by 5:30 to get in time for myself, which includes journaling or reading for 30 minutes, and also getting in my workout before my kids wake up. And I think so often as moms are like, yeah, but I need my sleep. Like, I'm going to be so much more exhausted if I don't sleep in. And it's funny because when I started to wake up earlier and get my workout done and actually have a breakfast, huge game changer, eat breakfast, starts your metabolism, and yeah, it's amazing. I was not a breakfast person. You really will actually realize you have more energy throughout your day.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, like, this is so crazy. People are always like, oh, like, we need our sleep, which, yes, you do. You need 6 to 7 hours of sleep. But if you actually wake up earlier and feel your body right from the inside out, you will have so much more energy to last you throughout your day than I ever thought was possible. And also making sure, so that's my second one, is making time for yourself. I think that this is something that we all look past, whether you're a mom or not. And if you're so busy and you're not taking, like, at least an hour a week to let your mind rest, you're going to go nuts. You are. And that's not healthy.
Yeah.
And so you really need to make sure you are taking time for yourself. And I know, you know, I hear excuses all the time, like, my kids never let me down, or my kids, you know, all these things. And it's like, okay, I understand that. But especially if you're in a relationship, just tell your husband, be like, hey, look, I need me time for myself so I can be the best version for me and our family. And I don't think that's a selfish thing to ask or to request. And I don't think many of us do it often enough.
Right.
sorry. And then I guess I had like four tips for this one. I really thought about
good.
This. So I also wanted to say that everyone's balance is different. So
yeah.
I think at the beginning, I really tried to figure out what the perfect balance was and what I needed to do here. let me tell you, having an 8-month-old, my schedule changes all the time. Like, I can't predict what's going to happen. And I swear to God, every time I get her in a routine or something, like, you know, nap time, now it's like she's down to just one long nap during the day, right? Like, 3 months ago, she was morning nap, afternoon nap, and then bed. Now it's just like one long nap in the afternoon. Sometimes she'll sleep here and there in the morning. And I feel like I was being so hard on myself because I felt like everyone else had so much more of a balance than me, or other moms had it all figured out, or the perfect schedule, or whatever that looks like, whatever your perfect is. And so with that, I would say being present over perfect is so much better. And this brings me into a book that I just started reading, actually. It's called Present Over Perfect. And it's by
funny how that works.
Sana. Yeah, and this is a book that was introduced at my mom's group. I attend a weekly mom's group at my church, which has been also huge. So if you have local community, like a church, see if they have a mom's group that you can attend, or a young singles group, or there's so many options out there that you can find to connect with other people with like-mindedness. And so when I go to group, she sends out an email every week, but I didn't even read it. And I go there and it's literally just present over perfect. And the word present has been one of my words for the last 2 years. I create words for myself every year and live by those words and focus on living by those words. And so one of the things I struggled with was perfectionism growing up in Bellevue. I think a lot of times that can happen. And being more present in my life. And I learned so much about that as well through my divorce. I wasn't as present as I could have been in my last relationship. And owning up to those things is really hard. And, you know, you don't always want to, but you have to work through these things. So focusing on being present over perfect and knowing that you're doing all you can do. And whatever that good or what that present is for you, you're doing enough. And so I would just encourage you to work from that list. You know, if you don't get everything done, just move to the next day. Don't be hard on yourself about it. And time to yourself. Everyone's balance is different. And to just really focus on presence over perfect. And she has a book, and there's also a study guide workbook that you can get. And this one's on Prime now. If you live in the Seattle area, you can get it in 2 hours. And this one's on Amazon Prime.
Nice. Yeah, I totally agree that some books sometimes are the thing that can really help us, and being present is so important. I catch myself a lot of the times on the Facebook scroll, you know, the cycle of scroll kind of, and you just keep going. Yep. And then I'll look next to me and Brad, my fiance, is on the ESPN scroll. I think guys have a different scroll.
yes,
but the same
do.
Thing. I sit there and I look and I'm like, okay, we need to put our phones down, because you're right. Being present is, we're so constantly trying to be up to date with everything that sometimes we're not even up to date with what we're doing at the moment. And that mindfulness can make a huge difference in the way we feel, the way we appreciate those around us, and appreciate and are thankful and grateful for the things in our own life.
Totally.
Yeah. So thanks, Bailey, for commenting, and see you on Facebook Live. Anybody else have any questions? I heard Emma say something, and I want to get everyone on Facebook Live to chime in. Emma said breakfast is so important, and it makes a huge difference in your day, and you weren't a breakfast eater to begin with. So as Emma, I want you to dive in and tell us what your favorite go-to breakfast is, and then anyone on Facebook Live or anyone even calling in, that number again, 646-668-2081, call in and tell us what your go-to breakfast is. And go ahead, Emma.
Okay, so I was not a breakfast person. I actually was someone who would, like, wake up and feel sick and just be like, I don't want to eat anything. So when I wake up, I'll eat half of a banana before I work out. I don't like to have a huge meal in my system, and everyone's different. Autumn Calabrese, one of the celebrity trainers with Beachbody, she eats a huge meal before she works out, and she's like, people always think I'm going to throw up, but I don't. Like, I need this for my workout. So everyone's different. Find what works for you. But I realized that eating half a banana wakes my body up. I do my workout, and then I will drink Shakeology, which is my superfood shake that I've been drinking for the last 4 years, full of superfoods. And I was someone who was super skeptical as well. I actually didn't get Shakeology at the beginning of my journey, so I was like, yeah, I don't need that. But my son drinks it every morning with me. We actually drank it on the way to preschool together. He asked for it, and I just know that me and my family are getting the nutritional value that we need every day. And then I also love eggs and toast and avocado.
That sounds
amazing. Yeah, I love doing like one whole grain piece of toast, two over medium eggs, and then I'll do like avocado and some goat cheese, salt and pepper. Maybe if I have some onions, I'll throw onions on there. Really whatever I'm kind of in the mood for, but that's usually my go-to. Not super heavy, but enough to help me and help my metabolism get started, because I realize when I don't eat breakfast in the morning, I'm way grouchier. My patience runs a lot lower. And then I feel like I don't ever know what I need to eat. You know, like you go through your day and you're so hungry, but you don't know what sounds good. And then you just go for the junk, I feel
yep.
like is what tends to happen. So,
yeah. I noticed with myself that if I miss a meal, or even if, like, sometimes I have really naturally just low blood sugar, so I kind of need that mid-morning snack. And if I miss it, then by the time 2 o'clock rolls around, or even 5 after work, I'm like, I'm so hungry right now. I feel so gross, and all I want is comfort food. All I want is mac and cheese. All I want is cheesy pasta. The two are the same but different, but those are the things that I crave. And yeah. so it's always so easy if you to just kind of keel over into those comfort zones. Rather than just prepare yourself for that energy that you want.
Yeah.
And then speaking of preparing, how you talked a little bit about how you prepare for your day with, you know, starting out, waking up early, getting in some personal development and a workout. What other things do you do to prepare for the rest of the day as you're bustling about?
So I would like to say I have it all together. There's definitely days where I'm prepared and I'm not. But something I love to do is the night before, I love to see what I have planned for the next day. And I used to be someone who would analyze the whole week, but I realized I would stress myself out because something would come up and then it didn't go along with my schedule. And then I would just freak out because it was just, I would just continue have to reevaluate. So I realized, okay, why am I doing this to myself? I just need to sit down the night before and say, what do I have in the next day and what do I need to plan for? So evaluating your day and like, okay, so if you're out all day, what food needs to be packed? What do my kids need if we're going to be running around all day? So trying to have like the diaper bag packed before and my food and things like that. And again, making sure my alarm's set for waking up in the morning, and even setting out your workout clothes the night before, or if you're really unmotivated, sleep in them for a little bit, you know, sleep in your workout clothes the night before, have your shoes right there. I have my Energize, which is my pre-workout, because I am not someone who likes to just wake up and work out. Like, I've never been like that. And I don't really know anyone who's always excited to wake up at 5:30 to work out. I haven't really found that yet. So having those things prepped wherever you need them to be is so important. And then also, if you're running a business and you're really busy, I like to call these things power pockets. So the night before, some people call them power hours. If you have an hour to do that, awesome. But I feel like mine are more power pockets, 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there.
I like that.
Everything. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I go to Bentley's preschool earlier to pick them up so I can sit in the car for 30 minutes. They have an awesome like drop-in drop-off system, so I literally can just pull up and they pop them in the car for me, which is super nice. So I'll just, if Ashton's sleeping, I'll just do a power pocket for 30 minutes. And then also addressing what I can accomplish during nap time, because I feel like that's my biggest chunk of time where Bentley can be playing his Kindle or watching an educational show for that time that Ashton's having her quiet time since he's 4 and a half. I still like to have quiet time for him just because, like, mommy needs a break. So when he stopped napping around 3, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. So you still have to go in your room for an hour and, like, play. I don't care if you sleep. You just got to play. So I really try and figure out, okay, what are my 3 things that I know I need to work on tomorrow or in the morning if I have time to do that while I'm prepping, and what can I accomplish during this nap time? And then whatever I don't accomplish during nap time, I know that I can do it once they go to bed at night. And that's just some sacrifice. You just kind of have to take some sacrifice in life as well for the things that you want. But yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying I'm perfect. I definitely have my days of like not having a plan or not getting, you know, things done, but I do really love looking and sitting down and seeing what I have for the next day so that I am mentally aware and can start to plan for that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's so helpful to have that. And then, like I think you said, having preparing your lunch and preparing like a diaper bag before you go out. And that really, for me, I always would go from, I was a bar instructor for a while, so I'd go from teaching bar to going to the office and then going somewhere else. And that's really what inspired me to create the Align bags, was because I felt like a pack mule carrying so many things rather than just feeling like professional and confident as I went and did all those things. And so I'm just going to show everyone on Facebook Live the Align bag, which is this laptop bag that has a lower compartment for all your workout stuff. So you can just go ahead and put your workout stuff in there, workout stuff on top. And actually the bottom section is totally detachable. So you can just unzip it. And then if you only need the top section one day, you can just do that. So that's how I have used it, and I put all my tennis shoes in it. I put my workout stuff, and a lot of moms like to use it as a diaper bag, actually, and they put all their kids' stuff in the bottom and then detach it and leave it with the babysitter and take their top stuff to go get their power pocket in. I'm going to start using that all the time now.
and I remember you telling me it's totally washable and everything, right? Because I remember asking you, like, for the diaper bag and stuff. You said it's
totally. So the outside is leather, but the inside's nylon. So just taking like a wet wipe or anything totally cleans it out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So super
making
handy.
A mom's dream come true.
I know. Well, that's really what inspired me to start a business in the first place, is because I want to be at one day have at least the choice to be able to stay home with my kids and be able to make an income at the same time. So I think I was preemptively helping myself with the bag.
Yes, totally.
Awesome. Okay, so Emma, when people, you talked about your accountability groups a little bit. I wanted to see how people can find out about your accountability groups if they want to have that extra help and incentive.
So you can just shoot me an email, emmachessmorefitness@gmail.com, and my next one is actually starting on February 6th. I run them every single month. They change a little bit, but they're actually off of Facebook. Beachbody has created its own app for challenge groups, so you're able to go in. Yeah, you're able to go in, log your workout, log your Shakeology. It's basically like a news feed, but just for that group specifically. I used to run my groups on Facebook, but Beachbody just realized, since that's like the main key thing in having success, why not create an app for it? And you can just go in there and do it like that. There's files in there. I go a lot more into personal development and why it's so important. I run it with other ladies on my team, and it's just a super awesome way to stay accountable. And, you know, we post motivational quotes, we post recipes, we post what we're doing, if we're struggling that day, you know, asking for help. So it's just an awesome way to connect with other women who are like-minded, working towards living a healthier lifestyle for themselves and for their family. And again, I've been a part of a group for the last 4 years, and I've been running them for about almost 3 years now. My 4 years with Beachbody Challenge Groups is coming up in April, which is crazy. That it started 4 years ago, and just where I was at that time and how unhappy and struggling with postpartum depression and so many things in my life, and where it's come now 4 years later is pretty cool. And I love it. I love everything about it.
That's so awesome. Okay, so if anybody wants to join a challenge group with Emma, it's starting soon, so feel free to email her, find her on Facebook or Snapchat, and I'm super excited for your newsletter. And so one thing that you always talk about, which I love, is the mindset piece that goes along with health and wellness. I personally totally connect with it. I think that without your mind, you might as well not even try to have a health and wellness journey physically, because that fueling the mind is really what's going to take you there. Like that phrase, mind over matter, is not really a joke. It's a real deal.
Yeah.
So what three tips could you give to everyone listening today on how to help build their mindset? Those days where you talk about that things are crazy, that you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't just do this, or what kind of mindset tricks, I guess, do you have that people can overcome those, remind themselves to get it done?
So I want to be honest. I didn't take personal development and mindset seriously the first year of my journey. I was like, yeah. I don't need that. I'm good. I got this life thing on handle, right? You know, I got it all good. and then shit hit the fan, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And so I would say this is something that I think, like you said, is looked at the least amount, but is the most important thing along your journey. So for me, I cut out radio time, and instead I was listening to personal growth books. And audio, I don't know if you guys know what Audible is. That is something that's amazing. And if you sign up, your first month is free. You get a free credit, so you already get a free personal development book right there. And the only thing is you have to do it from your computer and just download the app on your phone, and then you just open the app and it automatically syncs it. But you have to be on a computer to actually, like, sign up for it and stuff like that, and always download your books. But I wouldn't have the mindset I have now if I wouldn't have let down my pride. And I think that that's a huge thing, is people have their ego, right? And this ego is in the back of your mind, and you have this pride, like you got it all handled, you're good. And that's, when people say that to me, I kind of just laugh, because I'm like, you're lying. No one has it perfect. No one has it good. You're just too afraid to be vulnerable with yourself. And so really,
I think we cut out on the phone part.
What do you mean?
I can't hear you on here. But just keep going, and I'll figure it out. You just keep talking.
Okay.
I just have a backfire with my noise.
It's back.
Okay, cool. So for me, last year when I was so just so you guys know, I was 3 months pregnant and my husband decided to leave me for another woman. And I had so many moments of, you know, like, what did I do wrong? Where could I have gone better? But I realized that a lot of it didn't really have to do with me, and more so how he was feeling with himself. And so for me, I realized, yeah, there were probably some things I needed to work on, so I'm going to go ahead and work on those things and see what happens. And so I just feel like when you're going through these hard times, reminding yourself to what do you want to choose? Do you want to choose that victim mentality, or do you want to choose the mentality of, yeah, this sucks that it's happening, but this is where I'm going, and this is what I can do to continue to make myself better.
Yeah.
So I had Jesus Calling on my phone. It's an app. And I would, every day, I would just open that up and read it, whether I was, you know, bawling because I had just woken up because I was sad or whatever. I would open it and read it, and it always would give me this sense of calmness. And I always struggle with my faith and the religion. And to me, it's more about the relationship with God and how he helped me have so much grace when I could have been so angry and I could have reacted in ways that I didn't want to react. And I'm not perfect. There were definitely moments that I'm not proud of, but I always would reevaluate. Or again, having these challenge groups, having those positive people close to you, I would say something to them and they would say, okay, this doesn't sound like you, so you need to go do this because this is what you need right now. I remember distinctly talking to one of my best friends, and I was literally in my bed bawling, like, I hate life, like, this sucks, like, I haven't even read a personal development book in, like, a week, like, I don't even want to open up my book, like, you know, screw this book, whatever. And she goes, okay, that doesn't sound like you, so shush, open up a book, and read. And I was like, okay. So sometimes even the most positive people or the people that seem like they have their life together, we still need those reassuring positive people. And that comes back down to having that support group, those positive people in your life. Because if you're going to have negative people in your life, you know what they're going to do? They're just going to play a pity party with you. And they're just going to be like, oh, you know, da-da-da-da-da, where you need people in your life to continue to challenge you in a positive way, to continue to push you and grow in the way that you want to grow and not have, you know, people just feel sorry for you all the time. And so, you know, I could have felt so sorry for myself this whole last year, but I decided to own up to what I needed to work on and to go through that. And I would not be here without the books that I read and listened to and my mentors and having all of the people in my life that I have now. And, you know, some people came in, some people left, and that's okay. That's kind of just what life is like. But turning your fears into faith and trusting that this isn't like a joke. Like, I honestly wish that they had a personal development class for high schoolers or more personal development books for high schoolers, because I could have really benefited from that in high school. Not necessarily saying I probably would have picked up a book, but at least having it be an option, you know, like at least having some sort of growth class, because they don't prepare you for that. You just get spit out in the world and you're supposed to know everything, be everything, and do everything. And that's not really realistic. And I know people don't take mindset seriously. And I mean, I didn't at first. And so I would just say having the little things to go to. So like mine was Jesus Calling for a little bit every morning. Having a book that you know is going to resonate with you now, and if it doesn't, be okay with putting it away and getting something else. Yes. I had so many books and so many times where I was reading a book and I was like, this is a great book, but I don't really think that right now this is what I need. So I'd put it away and find another book. And then like 2 months down the road, I'd be like, oh, I still have that book. And I'd read it and I'd be like, oh my gosh, this resonates with me completely right now. So being okay with knowing that not every book is going to, you know, go with what you're going through or relate with you at that moment, and be okay with just being like, okay, I have this book now, set it aside and go find something else. And like, I don't know if you have bookstores around you, like Half Price Books, like you can get cheap books. My girlfriend goes to thrift stores and finds so many personal development books.
That's a great idea. I've heard a couple sayings that I think are really helpful on some of the things you touched. One is you are the average of the 5 people you surround yourself with. So like you said, if you surround yourself with those negative people, you're going to be, you're pulling down your own average, right? So it doesn't mean that you're throwing like good friends to the curb. It just means that just be mindful of the people and the mindsets you're surrounding yourself with. And if you feel like they're pulling you down, just take a break and see if it feels better. And then another one that I really like is that 90% of the things we learn is not new knowledge. It's a reminder. And 10% of the stuff we learn is actually new. And so I think reading these personal development books like and listening to those around us, it's not necessarily brand new knowledge, but it's amazing how if you hear it, it resonates and you switch direction, you feel rejuvenated, you feel guided in the right direction to help keep you moving forward. So if anyone on the phone today or on Facebook Live has a favorite book that they have loved with personal development, I think it would be great if you could share it. And the number one more time is 646-668-2081. I have to like squint to read it. So if you're on Facebook Live, leave us a comment. One of the books that captured me, and it's more on a business side, but there's so much personal development in there too, is actually The Magnolia Story from the HGTV show Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines. And it's all about how they built their business, but also just how they found the balance in their life while they were going through this crazy time. And like you said, it's always, I think, because of things like Shark Tank and social media, we see things at the end of the journey and we're like, wow, that's amazing. How did they make HGTV? Now they have this rug line and this clothing line and all this stuff. But they started really from the roots, and whatever journey we have, whether it's business related or whether it's health related, it starts somewhere in a place that doesn't feel good when you, and when you look back at it, you're like, I don't know how they even started there, how did they even get where they are now, but it's just that little bit of consistency day in and day out that helps really make that change.
Yeah, and that's, I think, another big thing why personal development and these books are so important is because you get to hear about those stories. You get to hear about these authors who look like they have it all figured out, but really maybe it took them 4 years to write a book, or they really struggled with balance, or all these things. And so you're able to relate with them about the things that they went through. And I just love when authors get so real and vulnerable with their story and the struggles, even, you know, with relationships and being vulnerable. And that's just something I strive to do more of, because I don't think that it's a very common thing in this world, because society is so hard on everyone.
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to be a certain way, look a certain way, do something certain. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
Totally. So we have just about 10 minutes left. So, Emma, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your newsletter or get in contact with you, how could they reach you?
So my newsletter is tinyurl, which is just tinyurl.com/EmmaChesmore for my newsletter. And then my email is emmachesmorefitness@gmail.com. And my last name is spelled C-H-E-S-M-O-R-E. I know that can be confusing sometimes.
That's awesome. And so as we kind of close out the show here, I wanted to do some fire questions that are quick ones that everyone can relate to. So I know you have a lot of personal development books, but which one has been one of your favorites?
I guess it depends on what I was going through, but I would say Rising Strong by Brené Brown. Also, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, which is a great book. And Girl Code. I forget her name. I'm actually friends with her on Facebook. Oh, Cara Leyba, is her name. So those are, and she has a blog as well, The Champagne Diet. I love her.
Ooh,
she's awesome.
That sounds awesome. Okay. And what is one of your favorite movies?
Oh, my favorite movie. I'm not a huge movie person. Is that bad?
No.
I would say, like, my favorite show, I love, like, Dexter and Law & Order SVU. I wanted to go to school for criminal justice, and so those are my guilty pleasure. And documentaries, like, there's one about Scientology right now, and I love any, like, Fed Up or things like that on Netflix. Like Cowspiracy, that's a great documentary all about food and where our food comes from, and actually more about water intake versus like meat production, because it actually takes a lot of water to create meat. So,
yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm a documentary fan too, big time. But like all the animal planets and blue planets and all that stuff, I love.
Yes, same.
All right. And then if you could have one meal over and over again, what would it be? You can choose a healthy one and an unhealthy one, because we know we all have our moments to splurge.
Okay. So honestly, I would just have Shakeology over and over again. I love my recipe that I make. And it's like, you know, if you ever have razzmatazz from Jamba Juice, have you ever had a razzmatazz? Those are my favorites. Smoothies, but full of sugar. And so I create my own with my Greenberry Shakeology, and that's like I could probably drink that like multiple times a day. My go-to like dessert, I love s'mores. And then there's also this restaurant in Bellevue called Black Bottle, and they have this chocolate mousse cake with this like spicy pistachio brittle with whipped cream, and it's so good. My girlfriend was in town the other week from California, and I was like, we're just getting the dessert because you just have to try. I mean, we had the food the night before. It's great food, but we didn't get dessert the night before. So I was like, okay, it's your last night in town. I'm calling this order in. We're going to get it. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I've never had anything like this. So I'm a huge chocolate person.
Nice. I love that. And then just as we finish up here, one quote that you'd like to leave everyone with today.
Okay. So your past is always going to be there, but it doesn't have to define you. And take a look at the identities that you gave yourself, maybe prior to right now, and see where you can improve. And just always being better and living a healthy lifestyle with your mind, body, and soul.
I love that.
I just want you guys to have that vision for yourself. So
yeah, creating that vision of knowing that the past is there, but it's there to only build you stronger.
Yeah, and one thing I forgot to say that I wanted to actually, I just am looking at my notes. Something also that really helped me in the hard times of that victim mentality is my why. Why am I doing this? Why am I wanting to live this lifestyle? And I don't feel like if you have a strong enough why, it's easy to give up. And so really evaluate what your why is for living and your purpose and what you want out of your life, whether that's a crazy dream that you never think is going to happen. It doesn't matter. You want to always have that why to go back to say, hey, okay, this is happening in my life, but what's my why? What am I working towards? Yeah. And what's my why in my life?
Yeah, I think that's so important. And those dreams to dream big are the ones that keep you grounded today, to keep you working hard. So having those big dreams, I think, is super important. So one more time, Emma, before we sign off, I want to just say thank you so much for joining me here on the Balanced Boss Radio. I think that you are an amazing inspiration of what it means to be a balanced boss and live aligned. So thank you so much. And one more time, how can people reach you?
So my email is emmachesmorefitness@gmail.com. I also didn't mention my Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat often, kind of doing the behind-the-scenes of my life. yeah, I love it.
I love it.
It's so fun. I've connected with so many people from there. And that's just Emma Chess, all one word, E-M-M-A-C-H-E-S. It's not my whole name. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/EmmaChessmoreFitness. And my Instagram is Emma_Chessmore.
Awesome. And if any of you need to contact Emma, go ahead and do that. Also, if you want to catch the replay, if you've only caught part of today and now catching the tail end, head over to alignbags.com and the replay will be up there tomorrow. And also, you can join the Living Aligned Facebook group on Facebook, and you will be able to get the live stream that we've been recording today. So thank you to all of you who joined on the radio and here on Facebook Live. Thank you, Emma, so much for being here. And we can't wait to see you all on the next Balanced Boss Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We'll sign out of the radio here. And then I'm going to shut down the Facebook Live. Thanks, guys.
Coach on Fire Radio.